Hello, the five minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 164. So this is the finished work of Christ, the revelatory events. We've looked at the physical events and we're now looking at the things that happened in the crucifixion by revelation. So 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1 is our fundamental scripture, our golden scripture from where we dig the gold. And by this time, if you've been listening to me, then you should be able to say it offhand with me. Come on, let's go. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here to say, you have not believed in vain. The gospel is at work in your life. That's why you keep coming back for more. Then he continues to say, "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." So what's the priority? What is the first of all of the gospel? How Christ died. And we looked at how he died, his crucifixion by physical events. We're now looking at things that happened by revelation. And so we went for the messianic scripture. One of them, that is Psalm 22 and verse 8, says it so clearly. When you read it, you will think that you are in the gospels. And verse 8 is what we were looking at. And he said that all who pass by me, all who see me, laugh at me and mock me. They shoot out their lip and they shake their head, saying, he trusted and rode himself on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delights in him. So this is exactly what we read in Mark 15, 29 and 30. And it says, "And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their head and saying, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross." So this is where we are. You who destroy, you said you destroyed the temple. So they were thinking of a physical temple. Why were they thinking of a physical temple? Now, let me, I said to you that I'll read three verses for you. Three chapters or three scriptures for you. Sorry for that. So the first one is John chapter 2. And in John chapter 2, there is a curious scripture there. Very interesting. And from verse 12. And it says, after this, John 2:12. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren, his disciples, and they continued there not many days. Verse 13, and the Jews passed over what was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. So when it was Passover time, he went to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple. So what are we talking about? We're looking at the temple, the word that Jesus said, the temple. So he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. So Jesus entered into the temple when it was Passover, and what did he see? He saw oxen in the temple, and he saw sheep, and found in the temple those that sold oxen. So I don't know whether the oxen was in there with them, because oxen is big, is it not? Cow, male cow. So oxen and sheep and doves and the changes of money certain. Why were there changes of money? Because you see, the old covenant was such that if you were a Jew and you were outside of Jerusalem, you needed to come back to the temple yearly, at least once in a year, to be able to go through the rituals of the Old Testament, of the law, because you needed a high priest. Where are you going to find the high priest? If you traveled to Athens or one of these places, you needed to come back. You needed to come back because you can only find the high priest and the temple in the capital, Jerusalem. So these were money changers who were there, like how we have Forex Bureau. You think the Forex Bureau just came? Look at that. Thousands of years ago, there was Forex Bureau. Okay, so these were money changers. So they had the money that you needed to buy the oxen and the sheep and the doves that you needed to do the sacrifice. So here they were seated, and Jesus entered and saw them. What did Jesus do? Amazing. Bible says that. So we're looking at John chapter 2 from verse 12. And verse 15 says that. And when Jesus had made a scourge of small cords, so he is like he removed his belt, he drove them all out of the temple. He said, get away from the temple. And the sheep, so the sheep were there. And the oxen, can you imagine, were cows in the temple. And poured out the changes money. So stack of money, Jesus poured the changes money. And overthrew their tables. And said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house an house of merchandise or trade. Have you seen the attitude of Jesus? Did you get it? Did you get it when he went into the temple and he saw them? But Jesus, you see, look at that. The people have come here. They are coming to buy the sheep and the oxen and the doves to make sacrifice to God. It is to God. So why are you turning their tables and why are you doing that? Jesus was seeing beyond the human eye and saw greed. They were there not to lift God up. No, they were there because of the money. And Jesus went for that and held it by the horns and said, come on, you must leave my father's temple. Oh, you are so blessed as you keep listening to this gospel.